Happy Monday, Life Springers. It is Monday, June 28th, and I'm thinking about the sermon for next Sunday, which comes from Paul's defense of his ministry to the Corinthian church. There are some important lessons in this text about judging others, being vigilant about the health of the congregation, and where God does God's best work. I hope you will join us Sunday. Paul writes, "It is necessary to boast. Nothing is to be gained by it, but I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a person in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that such a person, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows, was caught up to paradise and heard things that are not to be told, that no mortal is permitted to repeat. On behalf of such a one, I will boast. But on my own behalf, I will not boast, except of my weaknesses. But if I wish to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will be speaking the truth. But I refrain from it so that no one may think better of me than what is seen in me or heard from me, even considering the exceptional character of the revelations. Therefore, to keep me from being too elated, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from being too elated. Three times I appealed to the Lord about this, that it would leave me. But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. So I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong.'" I finish with this prayer. O God of the cosmos, greater than all other gods, give me a pure heart that I may see Thee, a humble heart that I may hear Thee, a heart of love that I may serve Thee, and a heart of faith that I may abide in Thee. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' name, I pray this. Amen. I hope you have a good week.